Monitor 67 helps keep your weekend on the go at home or while traveling. Brad Crandall, your host. In just 2 minutes, tough guy actor Richard Widmark recalls his experiences in radio soap operas, gives some good advice on the choice of the college, and offers a firm opinion about today's youth.
Oh, the sun's gonna shine in my life once more. Love's gonna live here again. Are gonna be the way they were before. Love's gonna live here again. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here again. I talk about no more loneliness, only happiness. Love's gonna live here again. I hear birdies a-singing, pretty bells a-ringing. Love's gonna live here again. I hear bumblebees a-humming, I know my day is coming. Love's gonna live here again.
Blowout can be bad news on a trip. It means you'll have to blow money on a new tire that you'd planned to spend on fun. But a ruined tire doesn't have to ruin your vacation. With a mobile credit card, you can charge a tire, battery, or other emergency repairs at 26,000 mobile stations and keep your cash for what you saved it for, fun. For an application for a mobile credit card, just pull into any mobile station and relax.
My car sounds like that one hasn't got a flat tire, you know. Actor Richard Widmark started his film career as a depraved gangster who laughed convulsively while throwing a crippled old lady down a flight of stairs in her wheelchair. The movie was Kiss of Death. The year was 1947. 20 years later, Mr. Widmark, successful in both his professional and personal life, offers some career memories, some college advice, and a firm statement on our younger generation as he chats with Monitor reporter John Cannon.
Dick, you were in that band of busy radio actors before you went on the stage, I assume. And that was a great group of people. Do you have happy memories of the radio days?
I do. They were enjoyable days. They were maybe too easy days. You could do 6 or 8 shows a day, frankly, if you had a couple of stand-ins standing in for you, and you could hoot around, and it was enjoyable. It was exciting. I had just come from college. I graduated from a college outside Chicago, Lake Forest, and I had taught there as an instructor in the drama department for a couple of years. And then I came to New York, which was 1938. And it was very exciting for a kid in those days, trying to get started. My goal was to do plays and someday do movies. But I started doing radio. In those days, radio was the bread and butter, as television today is for young kids getting started. Radio took its place in those days, and it was great. In those days, of course, Orson Welles was very active in radio. Matter of fact, his Martian thing was 1938, that summer I came. So I thought, boy, this goes on all the time. It is very thrilling and exciting. Agnes Moorehead was very active, and Joseph Cotten and Van Heflin, Everett Sloan. Oh, there's a whole group of people.
Did you get to work with Orson Welles?
I never did. I never even met him in those days. I think he was too busy. He was doing about 20 shows a day, zinging around. Those were the days when you had elevators waiting at CBS or NBC, cab waiting outside, and you could get off the air like 3 minutes of 12 on one show at NBC, have an elevator and cab waiting for you, and make a 12 o'clock show at CBS. Now, that's impossible today.
You'll never see those days again. Dick, how did it happen that you, a soap opera king and a juvenile on the stage, started in the movies as a very definite type of heavy?
I used to do a radio show called Inner Sanctum a lot. And when they came to town to cast a certain part in Kiss of Death for 20th Century Fox, an agent had heard me play some of the psychotic killers and nutballs that were rampant on that show. So I went over and auditioned for Henry Hathaway, who was directing the picture Kiss of Death. And I did a test, and they gave me the part. Zanuck gave it to me, frankly. Hathaway didn't want me. But somebody sent the test out to Zanuck personally. He said, take him. So that's the way I started.
Dick, looking at your college credits, it's a bit staggering. President of the graduating class, debating team captain, king of the junior prom, president of the honor society, football player, and so forth. You were certainly a VIP in college, weren't you?
Man, those were the days.
How things change. Well, is that where you found yourself?
That was a small college.
But you found yourself there, didn't you?
I enjoyed college. I was very active, yes. It was. I'm a great advocate for certain types of a small college because it gives a kid a chance to be active in various fields and really find out what he can do and what he is interested in. For the majority of kids, unless they are geniuses and know precisely what they want to do, I feel that a large university, and that is part of the problem of education in America today, is a place that a kid can really get lost. That accounts for a good deal of the trouble. Berkeley represents a good deal of the trouble in education all through the country. It's the IBM machine approach. It's the vast numbers of people, the lack of individual attention. So I was lucky enough in those days to go to a small freshwater college, which was not a great college, but it was beautiful physically, and it was a life that gave me a chance to try my wings in a lot of areas. So I'm very grateful for that opportunity.
And how do you look at youth today? Here you are playing a police commissioner in this picture, which deals with crime. Are you pessimistic about youth at all?
No, I'm very optimistic. I think what you read in the papers and what you hear about the horrible obstreperousness, kids have always been the same. It's always the very small minority that creates the kind of sensationalism that news is interested in. But I think kids are much brighter today than they certainly were in my day. They're much more aware. They're much more hep in all areas. I have the greatest optimism for the younger generation. I think they're great.
Well, what about the other side of Richard Widmark, your hobbies? What are they?
My life in California is way away from the social life, the parties, and all that kind of thing. I'm, by avocation, a rancher. I have a ranch out there. I'm very interested in raising cattle. So a good deal of any leisure or free time I spend on the ranch, and to me, it's a great life. I'm sort of a cornball anyway, brought up in small towns in the Middle West and on farms, and I used to work on ranches as a kid. So it's a great life for me. I enjoy it very much. I read a lot, always looking for material, as everybody is. But beyond that, I enjoy reading very much. I do the usual sports. I play a little golf, play a little tennis, swim a lot, and enjoy my family. That's about it.
Well, we're delighted to have had you here, and anytime you're in New York, Monitor wants to talk to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Richard Widmark. In the midst of location shooting here in New York City, we've been talking to an actor at work, Richard Widmark. He plays the title role in Madigan, a picture about the problems of the police and crime in a big city. This is John Cannon for Monitor.
Have you ever been soaking up the sun at a beach or pool, and suddenly some back-slapping friend does this to you?
Ouch! My sunburn!
Too much sun, and how you suffer. That feel-on-fire feeling. A burning toss-and-turn can't sleep night. Also needless if you just use Solarcaine. Solarcaine stops sunburn pain fast. Faster and more completely than ordinary first aids. Why? Solarcaine contains pain-killing benzocaine used by doctors. It quiets your pain nerves, puts them to sleep. Solarcaine cools, soothes, aids healing, too. Solarcaine contains two antiseptics, helps prevent infection.
Solarcaine has dozens of uses. Stops pain, sting of detergent hands, minor kitchen burns, little cuts and insect bites. I use Solarcaine a year round.
Get lotion, cream, or Solarcaine spray today. Stop skin pain with Solarcaine.
You're where the weekend is always more interesting, informative, entertaining. In other words, you're on the monitor beacon. Monitor again at 20 minutes after the hour. Brad Crandall here. The singer's name is Jack Jones. Now you know. So does he.
Now I know why I've been lonely. Now I know I needed you only. I was lost in the stars up above till you gave me a world filled with love. Now I know life is worth living. Loving you has made it so. All this and more I never knew before. But thanks to you, darling, now I know.
Monitors ring around the world, a close-up of people and events both at home and abroad, brought to you by the entire family of Winn's products that keep your car going strong. Heavy marine casualties in Vietnam and a resultant decision. That story in 1 minute from Charles Murphy, NBC News, Saigon. Here's a story from behind the scenes of last Wednesday's Indianapolis 500. When A.J. Foyt's winning car rolled out on the speedway, his crew had given him every possible edge. And high on the list of priorities was Winn's radiator stop leak. You see, a driver has to be concerned with his car's cooling system when planning to go flat out for 500 miles. Pressures build up that could cause leaks and put a car out of the race. But Winn seals leaks and keeps them sealed. So A.J. Foyt relied on Winn's radiator stop leak to avoid trouble in the cooling system. Protect your car's cooling system against damage caused by everyday driving. It works at Indy. It's guaranteed to work for you. Winn's radiator stop leak, one of the many keep your car going strong products from Winn's. Now, Charles Murphy, NBC News, Saigon.
More coffins were sent back to the United States from Vietnam these past 2 weeks than during any previous period. The arrival of those coffins, 337 from the fighting 2 weeks ago, 313 from the last week in May, demonstrated more clearly than anything else the intensity of the war this summer and the price America is paying in young lives. During both of these weeks, the number of Americans killed rose above the 300 mark for the first time during the war. The number of wounded exceeded 2,000, which is also an all-time high. Again, many of the dead and wounded were Marines. The casualties suffered by Marines have been out of proportion to their total number in this war. The heaviest fighting in recent weeks has been in the northern sector of the First Corps area, in and around the demilitarized zone. The heavy casualties they took was one of the factors considered in the decision to remove General Walt from the field. Some Marine officers privately acknowledged that Walt is being kicked upstairs because of this. Marine tactics have been widely criticized by the Army. In one engagement after the other, the Marines charged into the open to dislodge entrenched North Vietnamese regulars. Often the enemy fought a defensive battle from a fortified hilltop. The Marines have always succeeded in taking the position, but not without taking heavy casualties. The enemy has suffered heavier casualties from these assaults, but the differential between enemy killed and Marine killed has narrowed. The ratio is now only about 3-1 in favor of the Marines, and that ratio has been reduced to as low as 1.5-1 in some skirmishes, almost a life for a life. Marine brass say the Corps was never trained for this kind of war. It doesn't have the men or the helicopters. The Marines, they say, were trained for an amphibious assault. They were trained to take a beachhead, then move on to the next objective. The Army then moved in behind them to impose permanent security on the assaulted area. The Army has already had to come north to relieve the Marines of much of the responsibility in the First Corps area. Now it may have to come into the DMZ to help them out. This will cost the Marines heavily in pride, but what they lose in pride, they may save in lives. Charles Murphy, NBC News, Saigon.
Ring Around the World, another in our weekend series of close-ups of people and events both at home and abroad. This one also brought to you by RCA Victor.
It's the sentimental season, the gift-giving season for moms, dads, brides, and grads. Time to give an RCA Victor gift, the gift that keeps on giving. Whether it's the first portable color TV from RCA Victor, the latest idea in transistor radios, or a swingline portable stereo, your gift will be really appreciated. See the wide variety of gifts at your RCA Victor dealers and give the gift that keeps on giving from RCA Victor.
The following word on behalf of CARE, Dateline India. Famine threatens the lives of millions of people in the drought-stricken areas of India. Once again, drought adds to the existing serious food shortage. Hungry families in affected regions search desperately for something to eat. In this war against hunger, CARE is supplying food, vegetable seeds, and agricultural tools to grow more food in school and community gardens. Millions of schoolchildren are being fed every day. Your help is vitally needed. Please send your dollars to CARE, India Famine Relief, New York, 116.
Oh, 3 more pages to type, and it's 5:30 already. I have to meet Courtney at 6, Haskell at 7:30. Ashley's taking me out to dine at 9. How in the world did I ever get so popular? I still talk too much. I still hate rock and roll. I'm still me. Except for the Ultra Bright toothpaste. That's it! My Ultra Bright toothpaste! It works! Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal!
New Ultra Bright toothpaste, a taste you can really feel. New Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
New Ultra Bright toothpaste, a taste so wildly refreshing, you know your breath is the freshest, your teeth the brightest. That's sex appeal. And that's Ultra Bright.
It's true. After Ultra Bright, everything else is just toothpaste.
Thank you.
Joe Harnell's orchestra playing Un Poco Rio, instant translation, A Little River. Across the country, wherever the rivers flow or the winds blow, there's Monitor every weekend on NBC. For instance, in Central Florida, folks hear us on WKIS in Orlando. Radio Kiss in the heart of the citrus country. Station break time for all NBC voices across the land, after which Monitor with Brad Crandall will continue.
Monitor reaches all America on the NBC radio network.